A dispute has broken out at an autism charity after it stood down a group of volunteers in a row over rules and money. Autism NI has taken over the running of its Mid-Ulster volunteer support group, and the former chair of the committee says the move has left parents of children with autism without access to 24/7 support and advice. I've been speaking to Margaret Love from Ballyronan, who chaired the Mid-Ulster group for the past 6 years. She told me how she received the news that her role and that of her committee had been terminated.
Saturday morning, the 8th of July, Stephen, I received in the post a letter from David Heatley, chairperson of the Autism NI, the board. And on that letter, it just said he was writing his chairperson to say that it was with regret the charity board has resolved to terminate the delegated authority currently in place between the charity board and the Mid-Ulster Volunteer Support Group Committee.
And this is for Autism NI?
Mid-Ulster Support Group.
Yes. And what is it? Tell me what it is your support group does.
Well, we would give support to the families, signpost parents for help when they need help. We take the children out for trips. A sort of 24/7 service, Stephen, 7 days a week. When a parent's in trouble, they ring and I talk to them, signpost them where to go. But what they didn't think of the day they sent this letter was posted on the Friday for next day delivery, which was Saturday. I received it at 8:30 on Saturday morning. We had a trip organised for our children that particular day. There was a bus sitting in Mahara full of children. All power was took away from us. We were terminated from immediate effect. So there was nobody to take those children on the trip. I got into my car and I went to Mahara thinking, Autism NI will have sent up some staff now to do this. There was nobody. Sitting with a busload of children that can't cope with sudden change. They were prepared to go on an outing, and Autism NI didn't bother to come up, knowing that I was going to get that letter.
So there's clearly been a whole breakdown now in relationship.
Yes.
Between you, your committee, and Autism NI.
Yes.
Why has this happened?
Well, there came a new rule book out this year. There's a couple of new employees started with Autism NI. The support group officer came up to us with a new rule book back in April. And there were things on the rule book we agreed with, Stephen, but there were things on it we didn't agree with. And one of them things was they wanted 25% of our fundraising. We didn't agree with that, Stephen, because...
Well, why not?
Because we had went through, we got it from Company's House, the list of all the incomes for the other branches for last year, or the other groups. Some of them had 4 pence. Some of them had 8 pence, 12 pence, 2.23. We were sitting with 31,000 odd. So there was no equality in it. There was no fairness in it.
So what would happen is the money would, if you didn't stand up to this, the money would, 25% of the money would be pulled back into Autism NI,
yes,
and then distributed around all of the different committees.
Well, I don't know what Autism NI would do. It'd probably pay somebody a job out of it. Then a short time later, I received a confidential file from the support group officer again. And it was reworded, and it was only to be told to committee, it was reworded that they would allocate us 75% of money. Now, we don't fundraise in Mid-Ulster, Stephen. The people of Mid-Ulster fundraise for us in return of the work we do in the area. And when somebody comes and asks me, we want to fundraise for you, we want this money to go to the Mid-Ulster branch. Confidential file, I can't say no, 25% of this is going to go to headquarters.
So where does this go from here? You're out.
I'm out. But the parents still need help. They have said they
Well, Autism NI will now coordinate that help, surely.
Well, they didn't make a great start last Saturday morning. So they didn't. I still have parents ringing me, and I'm talking to them as a parent to a parent.
I can see the letter here they've written to you where they say the Autism NI family support team will run Autism NI Mid-Ulster support group until a new committee can be established.
Yes. They can't run it from 5 o'clock at night. Parents have problems at night. They just don't have their problems 9 to 5. They have problems on a Saturday. They have problems on a Sunday.
And does this family support team not run day and night?
No, they work 9 to 5. I think they even close early on a Friday.
So is there any way of compromise here? Is there any way of rewinding this back, or are you done?
I'm done. There's one thing I do want. The word trust was used in this letter. And when the general public sees the word trust, what does it automatically think? I have 6 people on my committee, some of them professionals. You know, after 6 long years of hard work, Stephen, this was a lovely thank you letter.
Tell me this, Margaret. You've spent your whole life doing this, haven't you?
Well, my son's diagnosed 10 years now. I got involved at that time. I'm 6 in the chair.
So you've spent a significant amount of time doing this?
Yes.
How do you feel about this?
I feel disgusted. Disgusted. And I can tell you the parents on that bus last Saturday morning were disgusted. They couldn't believe it.
Well, listen, Margaret, obviously we need to hear from Autism NI, but thank you for bringing your side of the story to us.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Autism NI were due to come on the programme. They've decided that they don't want to do so. They've sent us a statement. Some of it says all Autism NI family support groups must adhere to legislation laid down by the Charity Commission. And over the last 12 to 18 months, we've strengthened and introduced new policies, procedures and best practice around issues including safeguarding, financial controls, data protection. Unfortunately, say Autism NI, despite our best efforts and numerous meetings, the trust and confidence between the Mid-Ulster Committee and Board of Autism NI broke down, and the decision was taken to stand down the existing committee. All monies raised by Autism NI and our family support groups fund vital services in the local community, and they say at least 75% of all money funds raised in local communities are reallocated back out to that local area to meet local needs. Patsy McGlone with us today. Patsy, we can give you about 40 seconds.
All right, Stephen. On this one here, I know the local committee and I know Mary Margaret have known her family for years. I have no doubts whatsoever about the integrity, the commitment and dedication of the local support group. And in regard to what the Autism NI have done, having worked very closely with the local support group, I really think they have taken a sledgehammer to crack a very small nut. The commitment, the dedication, the work that local support group does, I am aware of the breakdown of communications, and I can certainly say Autism NI has an awful lot to do to repair the work to repair the damage that they have caused as a result of doing this.
Well, Autism NI say 100% of monies raised in the Mid-Ulster area will fund their new parent liaison officer.
That may well be the case, but there are dedicated people there like Mary Margaret and the committee of the local group who have really been insulted by this decision. And indeed, I too, but I have emailed Autism NI, emailed them over a week ago and said that I am available and I will be available if things can be reconciled.
Okay.
I will do my best to do that.